have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it better, do it, been warned. Baptized, my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send the praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending away, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, what the seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ayy, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken heart even in the sad times. He can change the game around before it's even halftime. Put the enemy to sleep before it's nap time. The God I praise hold all the power. FPNL ain't got nothing on his tower. He can bring them lights any minute, any hour. He the one that turn your seed, homie, to a flower. Thank God for the chance when them windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Tears rolling down my face, begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, that's a good pick me up. Thank God for the chance when the windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Ay, tears rolling down my face, begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, boy, that's a good pick me up.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That was beautiful. I loved it. That was hype right there. Well, welcome, guys. I'm so glad you guys are back with me. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you guys, it has been quite a week. Yes, it most certainly has. But you know what? We made it through. And we are back. And I know I am so grateful, and I so appreciate you guys for taking out a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I know I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I think I say it all the time. but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the last time I said, this is probably going to be the last time. I missed you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to just share it with me. And I must tell you that without Miss Kimberly Robinson and the Elation, I would not have such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. And I'm doing it for you all because you guys really need my help. And that's what I do. I give and I help. So let's get right into it. Now, as you know, Halloween was last week. And you know what? A lot of people don't celebrate Halloween. Some people celebrate it. Some people call it, they've changed the name to Hallelujah Night. I got no problem with Hallelujah Night. Halloween, yeah, it's different. Because I came from the ghetto, came from a rough neighborhood. Things are a little different in a rough neighborhood. Things are a little different in the ghetto. So this first segment is called Halloween in the Ghetto. Now, some of you might not be able to relate to these things, but there are some of us, a lot of us, who can, because we know these are things that happen on Halloween in the ghetto. I just want to enlighten you because I believe in knowledge is power. And y'all need to know what's going on during these holiday seasons in the ghetto. Halloween in the ghetto, number one. Halloween costumes, a lot of these costumes, they still got the tag on them in the ghetto. You know why? Yeah, because on the first, they going right back to the store. They better not be dirty. Come on, man. Everybody is pitching pennies in the ghetto. Number two, Halloween in the ghetto. You know what you're going to see in the ghetto? Halloween, you know what I saw? I saw a whole lot of people, kids and adults, wearing pajama pants and bonnets. I saw a whole lot of pajama pants and bonnets for Halloween in the ghetto. I guess they were dressed as, I guess they went as tacky. Yeah, that's who they were. They were tacky. Number three, Halloween in the ghetto. You know what? You got a lot of houses with the lights off, not because they weren't participating in the tradition of handing out the candy. They lights was off because they hadn't paid their light bill. Halloween in the ghetto, y'all. That's Halloween in the ghetto. Number four, Halloween in the ghetto. You have people handing out advice, such as, you need to go to that other house because we ain't got no candy here. We just struggling to put food on our table. See, that's Halloween in the ghetto. At least they gave you something, even if it wasn't anything but advice. Number five, Halloween in the ghetto. You got people opening the door, knocking you over, grabbing your candy out your bag, then running in the house and slamming the door in your face. Otherwise, people were stealing candy from the kids. That's a doggone shame. People was actually stealing candy from the kids without saying thank you. Halloween in the ghetto, number six. You know what? You actually had people handing out empty candy wrappers. They were. As a matter of fact, I had three handfuls myself that I gave out to folks. It's all about keeping the dream alive. Imagination. Number seven, Halloween in the ghetto. You know what? You got people in the ghetto with teeth that look like jack-o'-lanterns. Yeah, you really got people in the ghetto who got the jack-o'-lantern teeth. Ain't that something? Halloween in the ghetto, number eight. Now, this right here, and better late than never. Number eight, Halloween in the ghetto. You actually had people telling the kids, I ain't got no candy because I ain't had no money, but come back on the first. You know what? It's just tomorrow. Halloween in the ghetto, number nine. Why was it cockroaches in some of the bowls of candy? You know what? I still grabbed a handful. When I got home, you know what I did? Just like my parents did, I separated the good candy from the bad cockroaches. Sure did. Finally, number 10, Halloween in the ghetto. Why you got fat kids talking about, this a cheap day? You know what? That's Halloween in the ghetto, y'all. See, a lot of people that don't live in the ghetto are not familiar with ghetto ways. They don't know what I'm talking about. But there are a lot of you out there that do. Why? Because you live or you have lived or you know somebody who lives or has lived in the ghetto during Halloween. Now, this next segment is one of the segments that I have truly come to embrace and enjoy, and it's one of empowerment, because this is the Make That Make Sense segment. The reason why I say it's empowering, because you know what? It empowers me to know that, well, you're not just stupid. Yeah, you're not just an idiot. Now, you're doing some things that I don't understand. It don't make no sense to me, but it makes sense to you. So in order for me to keep from considering you to be a complete buffoon, stuck on stupid, paused on pathetic, I just need you to help me to understand. See it the way you see it, okay? And that way I feel better about it, but most importantly, about you. Now, it could be you that don't make no sense. Could be a family member that don't make no sense. Could be a friend, a co-worker, a stranger in the street that makes no sense. Could be someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet maybe windy or chilly day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people the things that don't make no sense. That way, you don't get the impression, or you're not left with the impression, that they're just stupid. They're just an idiot survived. An idiot survived is a super idiot. That's a super idiot because they've survived and outlived all the other idiots. They are king of the idiots. But you don't want to think about people like that. No, you want to think good thoughts about them, okay? Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into you and you don't make no doggone sense. You are stuck on stupid. Pause on pathetic. I know how to remedy that. Choke yourself till you pass out. Roller skating in rush hour traffic, okay? Number one, make that make sense. How you going to get a toothache in your dentures? I don't understand that. Okay, your teeth are fake. How they have, how fake teeth hurt? Again, I'm not saying you stupid. I'm just saying I don't understand that. Make it make sense. Number two, make that make sense. You work at the Salvation Army and think that entitles you to VA benefits. First of all, you ain't no veteran just because you worked at the Salvation Army. That's different. That has nothing to do with the military, okay? Stop it. Number three, make that make sense. You in a wheelchair complaining about your feet hurt. I don't understand that one for the life of me. Because you're in a wheelchair, your feet hurt. I don't understand that. How your feet, because you're not. I mean, how have you been on your feet all day? Maybe it's just me, but make that make sense. Number four, make that make sense. You at a yard sale complaining about the condition of the items for sale. You know what? Fortunately, people are. Yeah, they try to sell you their junk and get rid of it, make a little money on it. But if it was really good and it meant something to them, why do you think they would be trying to sell it to you in the yard sale for next to nothing? Come on, man. You complain. Just leave. If you don't like the stuff, just leave them people. Get out them people, y'all. Make that make sense. Uh-oh. You at a yard sale asking for a price check. You know what? It ain't Walmart. I promise it ain't. Ain't nobody going to run over you. Get that item and then go inside and ask the people, what's the price of this stuff? They're not. Quit showing that. Make that make sense. You buy the hair dryer and you ball. See, I don't understand that one. Why would you buy it? Wait a minute. Maybe you're buying it for somebody. Because if you're buying it for yourself, now that's just stupid. And that'll never make no sense. Well, maybe so. Because maybe you want you got out of the shower, your scalp is all wet and drenched. You just want to blow dry your scalp. You know what? I kind of understand that. Because I am hair challenged myself. Make that make sense. Number seven, you apply for a crazy check because you keep making bad decisions. Damn. I'm supposed to be giving you no money. You know what? Make that make sense. Number eight, you trying to get a job as a mailman and you can't even read. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to make it through the interview process. Number nine, make that make sense. How you homeless? You're always wearing house shoes. I don't understand that. See, you homeless, you shouldn't be in house shoes because you ain't got no. I don't understand that. Why are you wearing house shoes? For what reason did you? Found at number 10. Make that make sense. How you going to show up to your Alcoholics Anonymous meeting drunk? You know what? I just don't understand, folks. Again, it don't make no sense to me. But rather than me think that you are just stuck on stupid or paused on pathetic, explain it to me. Break it down for me, okay? So I can understand it so I won't think so very little of you. Again, I want to be a blessing, not a curse to people. I want to help people because that's what I love to do. This next segment, I tell you what, and it's all about the kids because y'all know. Children are the kids. And I truly believe that the children are our future. But now I tell you, sometimes I look at some of these kids and I think that the future don't look too bright. Don't look too secure. Don't look too safe. But it ain't their fault, it's because of the parents. The parents is horrible. I'm going to tell you, if your child is horrible, you're a horrible parent. I'm not saying, wait a minute, I'm not saying if they grown and they doing bad things, or they get, you know, they think they grown, or they're teenagers and they're doing bad things. I'm not saying you're a bad parent then. I'm talking about when they babies. If you got a bad baby, you're a bad parent. Because the baby don't do nothing but what they see from the parent of the adult. So if you got a bad baby, you're a bad parent. The two go hand in hand. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And if you're the type of parent that got one of these babies, choke yourself till you pass out. Roller skate and rush out of traffic. I ain't saying kill yourself, but you need to be hurt. Yes, you do. Now, I tell you what, whose baby is that? Could be your baby, sure could. Could be a family member's baby. We all know somebody in our family got some bad-ass kids, some bad babies. Could be a friend's baby, could be a co-worker's baby, a stranger in the street baby, someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly and windy day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they baby is just straight jacked up. They got a jacked up attitude. They dress a mess. They act in a mess. They smell a mess. They are a mess. Now, if you don't recognize any of these as any of the babies that you know, that's because all of them are tied into one baby, and that's your baby, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Stop the madness. Be a better parent so you have better kids. Number one, whose baby is that? 2 years old, and the hair on their head, look like black beans. Wow. That's bad. If you don't press, if you don't curl, if you don't comb, if you don't brush that baby's hair, come on now. Better yet, just invest in a couple of hats. Number two, whose baby is that? 18 months old and cussing people out. You think it's cute, don't you? You think it's cute? Ah, that's not Dave. Yeah, I tell you what, the baby cussed me out, he's going to get cussed back up. He's going to get cussed right back out to his face, close up and personal. And I hope a little spit come out of my mouth when I'm cussing him out. Number three, whose baby is that? 3 years old and breast stinks so bad, they can't come back to daycare without breast mints. Come on now. Come on now. That don't make no doggone sense. Brush your baby's teeth, okay? I don't care. Put peppermint in their baby food. Do something. But that don't make no sense for your baby breath to be that stanky. Well, they won't let him come back to daycare unless he got breast mints. You get it? Number four, whose baby is that? 10 months old and can drink a whole can of beer by themselves. You know what? Anybody that got a 10-month old that can drink a whole can of beer by themselves is a horrible parent. You are. You're despicable. You are despicable. And you know what? You're a child abuser. Because the baby don't start out drinking a whole can of beer. He had to somehow, some way get worked up to a whole can. Start out with maybe a cap full, then a couple of ounces. But now, if he drink a whole can of beer by itself, he had to start out somewhere. And you started it, didn't you? Always start something. Whose baby is that? Number five, 4 years old, and their armpit smells just like garlic. Ooh, if you don't put the right guard under that child's arms, shame on you. Number six, whose baby is that? 1 year old with chest hair. That might be a deformity. Whose baby is that? Number seven, 6 months old, wearing hair extensions. Number eight, whose baby is that? 3 months old with roaches in their diaper. That's a nasty house they come from. That's a nasty house they come from. That means, I'm not going to get into that. Whose baby is that? Number nine, 3 years old and in daycare with makeup on. What? Finally, whose baby is that? 5 years old and know how to roll weed. Y'all not going to, nope. No, y'all not going to stop me on that one. How the baby 5 years old know how to roll weed? Who teaches them how to roll weed? And how is that going to help him in his school? What part of the educational system promotes being able to roll a weed joint? I don't understand that. Okay, what school is you sending them to? The school of hard knocks? Reform school? Come on, man. Quit that. Again, the children are our future. And I'm telling you, based on what I see with some of these kids, the future is in bad shape, y'all, because the parents are horrible. Now, I always like to give us a little religion. Yes, I do. I can never stop putting a little God in it. And so we've come to the portion of the show where we put a little Jesus on the juice, all right? But it is the church announcements. And I tell you what, I invite you guys to come join us while we get our praise and worship on. Why? Because God gets the glory and he deserves it and more. Now, I tell you what, we are the church of Jesus. Take the wheel. I got the gas, Baptist Church. What people don't understand is that we are small in number. Yeah, you look at the number, you don't see many. But we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number. We are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want everybody to know what's going on within the church. Everyone kept abreast of what's going on. Everyone's on one accord. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary services or don't have access to the internet and can't watch us as we stream. When the sick didn't shut it up in. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service or may have been watching us as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were too busy laughing and giggling about stuff that really wasn't that funny. Now, y'all know, good and well, I've been dealing with some things with my doggone, with my hemorrhoids. And yes, the pastor was in a pamper. Okay, some folks, and then some folks talking about that, you know, I had did the number two in my pamper. I had some little doo-doo in my poo-poo in my pamper. No, that wasn't. Now, I had farted. That's what that stank was. But as you've seen, after fanning for about 30 to 40 seconds, the scent went away. Okay? I'm just letting you know, I would never do something like that, not in the church. Now, in the kitchen, I would, but not in the church. That's the sanctuary. Anyway, announcement number one. As you all know, Mother Pearline, her birthday was last Sunday. She turned 101. So we give God the glory for 101 years on this earth. She had a quiet little birthday party, and She had cake. She had some ice cream. And she was asking why nobody gave her any gifts, what the gifts were. And I told her that I wasn't going to lie to her. So I told her that, I had put her gift in the mail for me and the first lady. But the rest of the members, they didn't buy no gifts because they can't stand her. So I just thought she needed to know that, tell the truth and shame the devil. Announcement number two. Look here, Brother Daquan. I don't have a problem with you coming to church and getting your praise on. And doing your little praise dance. But I do have a problem with you coming to church, getting your praise on, doing your praise dance, and you got on a skirt and high heels. I'm not finna, I know you called it a skort, meaning it was shorts and a skirt combined, but still, the high heels is really what crossed the line. Okay, I'm gonna tell you, I know we have a policy to come as you are. Okay, but understand that you can come as you are, but the next time you come like that, you're gonna leave laid out. All right then. Lesson number three, as we know, Deacon Lonnie and I, we have been going back and forth. Some people say we've been feuding for the last several years. And I'm pretty sure y'all notice his absence in the church today. I'm just going to go ahead and squash all the rumors. We're not fighting, okay? We wasn't fighting. We was wrestling. The reason why I say we wasn't fighting because most of y'all who saw it think that he won. And I'm not going to admit to losing no fight to Deacon Lonnie. So as far as I'm concerned, we was wrestling and he won. But I want to rematch Deacon Lonnie. I do want to rematch. Finally, we come to the part of the announcements where I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything. Humor. Horror, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, are you serious? This is what the building fund total is? The building fund has raised, and I quote, absolutely, positively, nothing. Well, let me say this about the building fund. One of these days, y'all going to look up and it's going to be a building. I'm not saying it's going to be a big building. It might just be a little shed. But y'all going to look up and see it's a building. And because me and the First Lady is the only one that actually gave money to the building fund, ain't nobody else going to be allowed in that building. I don't care. You can beg all you want. So if we praying for folk in that building, that means we just praying for us. We ain't praying for you. You can't come in that building and get no prayer. No, you can't. If we praying in that building for healing, you can't come in that building and get no healing because you ain't donated no money for the building. You can just hurt all day outside in the grass. That's right. Well, I thank you all so much for joining me for another Sunday. We're nuts with your boy Dre now, like I always like to do. I'm going to press out. So I ask that all his about, our eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter. I mean, seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with us with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and fun, make that fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for making a way to no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty. Not guilty. Overruled, I object. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? That's that room over there when people ain't got no insurance. And they're going to stay in there until they get some insurance. Because I'm sick of them not having insurance. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. Love this morning, we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you. Amen and amen. Now you guys be blessed and not stressed. I will see you next week, next Sunday with, well, more nuts, with more Dre, because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat a little bite, put on just a little weight. You guys take care. And remember, if you don't know nothing, just know that Jesus loves you, and so do I, like you a little bit. Good night.